Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan. Now, if you ever felt like content creation was fun until promoting it killed your vibe, this episode is for you. Because that's what happened to me. Whenever I create content, I want my work to be seen. And that's why we create, right? To be seen and to be felt. So basically, when you're writing content, you want to be able to market it to other platforms. Like, you want to be able to have other people see what you've written. Now, I write a lot on medium.com, which is a popular blogging website. You can see some of my work on the Medium website linked in the show notes. But here's the thing. Every blog I write comes with a hidden cost. Now, if I want to repurpose or cross-promote my content across platforms, I needed to write it in the language specific to that platform. Now, I don't just mean reposting the links, right? It's not as simple as that. So it means, like, when you're writing, let's say you've written a blog on medium.com and it solves, maybe it just gives you a guidance of how to use AI in ChatGPT or something. Maybe just use how to use ChatGPT. It's like a tutorial of how to use ChatGPT. You want people to be able to see it. So when you're writing it on Twitter, you will have to use maybe a short form. Maybe I think it's 140 characters. I don't know if that's still applicable. But, you know, Twitter may need like a shorter version, essentially. And then maybe Facebook, when you're trying to, Facebook or Meta or whatever, when we're trying to post it on Meta, you would need to post it to relevant Meta groups, right, where you can have your content gain more traction. When you're posting it on YouTube as well, it'll have to be something else. On reddit.com, you may need to find the right subreddits to post it on, right? So basically, each of these content would need language specific to that platform. So like I said, it's not just reposting links. So Twitter may need hashtags, Instagram may need captions, LinkedIn may need some thought-provoking posts, and Reddit would need those subreddits. So this is a lot of work for a content creator if they want their work to be truly seen. And, you know, every time I write something, it's just tiring to be able to promote it. So it's not just you're not writing for one platform, like I'm saying. It can be a lot. It can be exhausting. So I'm writing the content one day, and the next day I'm spending on just promoting it across platforms. And that is a complete waste of time, in my opinion. Because when I'm writing it, and it takes me less time to actually write it than it takes to promote it. So I would end up procrastinating a lot because of the marketing efforts needed. And one day I just hit a wall. I was done. And then I think a couple of nights later, something just struck in me. Like, I asked myself, what if the blog could promote itself? And today I wanted to share my exact turning point, the master prompt that I created, how I built my own AI content engine, and how you can use it to save time, reduce stress, and 10x your impact. Now, if you're ever tired of burning out on promotion, you're going to love this. Now, let's start with something we all feel, but we rarely say it out aloud. Let me know if any of this sounds familiar. If I post on Twitter, I have no energy for LinkedIn. My blog is great, but no one sees it. Promotion takes longer than writing. I want to write more, but I feel stuck doing threads and captions. Sounds familiar? Yeah, me too. At first, I loved writing. Every time I hit publish, I feel like a content agency. I need to format, rewrite, resize, translate tone. It's exhausting, right? I got into writing to share ideas, not to be a marketing machine. Eventually, I just paused. I had to stop publishing. And in that space, I realized I didn't need to quit. I just need to systemize. So I asked, what would it look like to build a system that turns one blog into 8 different voices? And that single question changed everything. So fast forward to a single quiet night. No caffeine, low energy, just me and a forgotten blog post. I had this thought, what if I could feed this into something that knew exactly what to do with it? So I opened up the favorite GPT platform everybody uses, favorite AI platform, ChatGPT, and I typed, turn this into a Twitter thread, turn this into a Reddit post, a LinkedIn update. The results were surprisingly strong. I iterated, I wrote a prompt, then rewrote it. Took maybe 10 to 15 attempts, I think, to get it in the voice I wanted. And then I finally tuned it until it felt like me. But I also optimized it for each of these different platforms. And that night I scribbled one sentence into my notes app, turn one blog into many voices. And that idea became like a one-to-many content engine. So writing one blog post and turning it into many different small posts for each of these different platforms. Now here's how I built it step by step. First, I created a custom GPT inside of ChatGPT. If you have never done this before, it's easier than you think. You would just need a ChatGPT Plus subscription or a premium subscription of ChatGPT, which is a paid one. And you head to explore GPTs, click on a create GPT, name it something like cross-platform promoter or whatever, paste it in the master prompt, which I'll share how to get to it at the end. Now, next, I also wanted something local in my system, something that I am able to do in my computer itself, in my desktop itself. It's something faster. So I built a Python-based program to do this. Now, if you're familiar with Python, stay on for this part. But if you aren't, then feel free to skip. Right, basically, I wanted to use Python to build out an application that does this promotion part for me. So it's like a simple Python-based library of a streamlet. So it helps you build these cool websites using Python. So I build like a simple user interface, right, where I just have like a big text box and like a little button which will turn my so the text box is where you paste the content, and the button is what helps you to turn that content into these different voices, this different platform specific post. And one button click later, you get like a Twitter thread, an Instagram caption, a Reddit post for the subreddit, YouTube script idea, LinkedIn post, Facebook copy, TikTok angle, Substack notes, whatever, right? This app basically talks to GPT-4 behind the scenes. You don't need to code that part, you just run it, right? And it is easier than you think. It's just like we should be doing this. Just surprised that we, how our life can be so complex, and we try to make it even more complex, and it doesn't need to be, right? And that's what my learning out of this was, that I've been making my life more complex than it needed to be. So now, let me give you a real example. I had this blog, Why AI Can't Replace Human Creativity. Now, it didn't get any traction when I first posted it, but using the system, the Twitter thread got replies. So people were engaging. I mean, yeah, it's just at least there is some impressions. Whenever I write something, there's impressions there. Which I wasn't able to get on my regular post. Like, regular post is something which I would create by myself and try to see an engagement, but it wasn't working. I would definitely get more engagement, at least more impressions. So the reach was increasing, right? So some of these posts saw engagement, but I think the point is, you can obviously modify it before you send it out, but it will give you the starting point which you need. The whole advantage of this is, like, it's not just you're saving time. Each of these posts, they are sounding like me. They are tuned for where I was aiming for it to go. Right. So now let's zoom out for a second. Let's look at like a 10,000 feet overview. Let's just not deep dive. Let's look at the bigger picture. This isn't just about automating posts. It's about reclaiming your energy as a creator. Now, once it's about also getting your passion back as a creator. Now, once I had the system, I wrote even more. I wrote more and more, and I promoted better. I stopped dreading that back-end work, promoting. This tool gave me that space to focus again on my passion of writing content and the piece that I didn't need to do it all manually. So if you've been nodding along so far, here's my invitation to you. Pick a blog. Try the prompt. See what happens. And if you want everything I built, the prompt that I built, the GPT template, the Python code, even a walkthrough video, it's available to all paid members of my Substack. It's only $5 a month. It helps support this kind of content and gives you access to the tools that save you time. You can check it out at mukundansankar.substack.com. Essentially mukundansankar.substack.com. And Substack is substack.com, right? Totally optional, but if you do join, I'd love to see what you built. Tag me with a success story. I'll feature it in a future episode. Now, until next time, protect your creativity. Automate the rest. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan.
You've finally broken loose from work. three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.